This is your Dakota Resource Council weekly update for Friday, August 16th. Dakota Resource Council member Todd Leake went to Washington, D.C. earlier this week with a small group of farmers to meet with Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack. Leake and other farmers have been worried since the beginning of this year when a test plot of genetically engineered wheat was discovered in Oregon. 15 countries have banned Monsanto products from invading their country because they don't approve of GE foods. That is a big concern for farmers like Leake if genetically engineered wheat gets into the exports.
Everybody ought to be concerned about this. From the railroad, the shipping companies, the port, set off your grain shipments to Europe. What's that going to do to the port? You know, there's all sorts of ramifications for everybody on the whole supply chain and all over the industry. You know, some will be affected more than others. Farmers certainly would be, but also would be everybody that works with, you know, makes their money working, supplying farmers and buying from farmers.
Leake and others from the group discussed with Vilsack what they'd like to see done to prevent an event like this from ever happening.
We put forth to Secretary Vilsack that we would like to see tighter restrictions on GMO wheat field trials because of the market sensitivity in the GMO wheat. We did ask for a suspension of those field trials, but that may not be, you know, completely within their authority to do that, possibly, but very difficult because it would get into legal wrangling.
There is already a huge concern in North Dakota about genetically engineered wheat since Leake found out that test plots have been approved in North Dakota, but people don't know the exact location of those plots.
There are 6 test plots, and they're a total of 20 actual acres. There's been an application for 200 acres of testing, but they always ask for more acres than they get. 6 separate places in North Dakota where we do have open-air GMO field trials. This year. That's open knowledge because APHIS publishes the fact there are trials, how many and how big. Don't give us the locations or even the county anymore.
Leake also made a visit to Senator Heitkamp's office to urge her and other senators to write a letter to Vilsack and tell him to put on tighter restrictions on genetically engineered wheat. This morning, oral arguments took place in the conflict of interest lawsuits filed against the Secretary of the Interior and the North Dakota Public Service Commission. In May of 2012, the Dakota Resource Council and the Dakota chapter of the Sierra Club sued after finding out that PSC commissioners took campaign contributions from coal company owners, officers, employees, and political action committees, including owners of one company with a pending permit request. Linda Weiss, chair of the board for Dakota Resource Council, said that it's outrageous. The law clearly states that coal interests conducting or seeking to conduct business before the Public Service Commission cannot give money to commissioners' campaigns. Commissioners are trying to get around the law. The lawsuit stems from the acceptance of $54,000 in campaign contributions from coal companies by PSC Commissioners Kevin Kramer, Brian Kalk, and Tony Clark. Particularly troubling to the groups are the donations from owners of the South Hart Coal LLC, which has a surface mining permit application currently pending before the Public Service Commission to mine coal near South Hart, North Dakota. The two organizations seek a declaration by the court that the federal surface mining law has been violated. Rather than fixing this obvious problem, the Secretary of the Interior and the Public Service Commission have chosen to deny that any problem exists and to engage in more than a year of litigation at the public's expense. Public Service Commission even hired an expensive Denver law firm to intervene in the case. Both sides presented their case this morning and the judge said he would rule in 1 month. 10 DRC members were present along with DRC Staff Director Don Morrison and Mark Treshock, an oil and gas organizer from work.
I would call Wildlife Services a government agency run amok. If people knew that they were killing tens of thousands of wild carnivores every year, often in horrific ways, then they wouldn't be able to continue business as usual.
Wild Things is just one out of the 11 short films that will be presented at the Dakota Resource Council's Wild and Scenic Film Festival that will be taking place at the NDSU Memorial Union in Fargo on September 9th. The event will go from 7 to 10 p.m. For more information on the Wild and Scenic Film Festival or to get a list of the films that will be shown, you can call DRC organizer Scott Skokas at 701-595-2344. And remember to make plans to attend the DRC annual meeting on Saturday, October 26th in Dickinson, North Dakota. The meeting will be held at the beautiful Heart River Retreat Center overlooking the Heart River Golf Course. For more information, you can contact the DRC office at 701-224-8587. That is your Dakota Resource Council update for this week. If you have any questions or comments, you can email me, Sean, S-E-A-N, at drcinfo.com. You can also call the DRC office at 701-224-8587 or visit the DRC website at drcinfo.com.